Hey, and welcome back to the Rick and Daps podcast. I'm Daps.
And I'm Rick.
And we are here, as always, unscripted and raw.
That's right. And this week, photosynthesis.
That's true.
That's right, Daps.
We actually recorded this episode in full on the first take.
It was amazing.
And then it was accidentally deleted by the computer gods.
In true Rick and Daps fashion.
It was crushing.
It was a real Rick and Daps moment.
It was.
First, a completely unscripted and raw podcast that was pure gold.
Mm-hmm.
Second, an unforeseen circumstance that destroys said first unscripted and raw podcast. It was a series of unscripted and raw events.
And then second attempt, where we're just going to try to remember mostly what we said 3 weeks ago.
So it'll be essentially the same thing.
Pretty much
all
the
right.
same thing.
So the question we're posing here today is what?
If you could commit, if you could do photosynthesis.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your body could do photosynthesis, would you, and what the effects would be?
Well, first off, it would be like a procedure. It would be like going in for a knee replacement.
Or yeah, or like a mutation injection. Like
yeah.
Once you do it, there's no going back.
It's kind of like how right now they can like laser off the brown part of your eyes, so you can just have blue eyes if you want.
Wait,
it's
what?
It's like a new thing.
No way.
You haven't heard of that?
No.
Yeah.
That seems dangerous.
It does seem dangerous, especially just for the cosmetic effect of having blue eyes.
My gosh, contacts are cheap, guys.
But this is way more, this is not cosmetic. This is going to improve your life in many ways.
Potentially.
Potentially. In this scenario, you are committing to it, like you're either going full photosynthesis or, you know, we also decided that maybe if you were just wanting to test it out, you could just get it on your arm or something.
Just do like a sleeve, like a tattoo
yeah.
sleeve,
yeah.
but instead it's a wood sleeve.
Yeah, or green sleeves.
Green sleeve. Green sleeves.
Anyways.
My days of playing the recorder are coming back to me. I'm not sure how that helped my education, but I sort of spent 3 years on it.
yeah, I do remember the recorders.
Why was that a thing?
I think mostly it was just to give us something to do.
I think so.
Anyways, so I feel like my immediate answer is maybe. I'd probably be the one that got it on just one limb, and
yeah.
then I'd find out that I really liked it, and then I'd just commit.
I'd probably do the limbs that I don't have tattoos on, unless it looked super cool to have like tattoos on bark.
Well, except for that might have... I don't think it would be bark. I've been thinking about this.
Yeah?
I don't think it would be bark, because bark actually doesn't perform photosynthesis. The leaves do. So I think it would be like this really like tough, green, leathery skin.
Okay. So maybe like the skin of an avocado, or more like the texture of a mango skin?
I would
really...
Because
that's pretty flexible.
I would really hope that there would be... some flexibility in the joints with some toughness outside of that area.
Yeah.
Because I would really like to be able to, like, use my photosynthesis arm to, like, use it to, like, fight off criminals or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you...
And you would need to do that because you'd be an outcast from society.
You would. We discussed a little bit of what the racial slurs
yeah.
or species slurs would be
yeah.
for people who decided to undergo photosynthesis.
We went with chilies.
Chilies.
Which I think is perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Because there might be some people that were green, some people that were red, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
or blue.
I wonder if you want yellow or orange... if it would be that noticeable. Although yellow and orange peppers are super
yeah,
vibrant.
They're very bright. I think green is actually the most efficient.
Yeah.
But people would be like, they'd be want to look cool, so they'd get a different color.
Yeah.
I'd be traditional. I'd just be a green chili.
Yeah. Green chili.
Anyways.
So you can do photosynthesis. And what? How would that help you?
Well, we've talked about this... before, obviously. I think it would increase your stamina
mm-hmm.
because you've got the stores of energy from being in the sun.
And you can take in more energy while you're in the sun.
Yeah. So I think you'd need to eat less,
mm-hmm.
which would be good because you'd probably have a smaller digestive system if you had photosynthesizing skin. I think you would heal faster. I think you'd need less sleep. And potentially, you could breathe underwater because there are underwater plants.
There are underwater plants.
If you were performing photosynthesis in full, it would be like anaerobic metabolism. So you wouldn't need to breathe, potentially, to get oxygen or whatever it may be, carbon dioxide or wherever, whatever it was, to your cells.
Potentially, yeah.
Which could be kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, you'd be like kelp.
Could you foresee a circumstance where you're like on vacation and you're like, well, I'm pretty tired. I'm going to go lay in the ocean. And you're just like flopping out there, just not moving at all. But since you're absorbing the sun, that's the other thing, is you wouldn't be sunburned. You could never be sunburned.
Well, you wouldn't be sunburned, but you might be quickly dehydrated.
Ooh,
because plants require a lot of water.
We would need to drink more water.
We would be drinking a ton of water.
That's okay.
And probably moisturizing a lot.
A fair amount of moisturizing. Unless you were going the rough and tumble route where you wanted your skin to get hard and prickly. Do you think we could grow like thorns to keep people like away? Maybe I could kind of do like a pseudo Wolverine where you have thorns all of a sudden grow out of your knuckles and then you punch somebody in the face. That's probably a little bit too unrealistic.
I would like to imagine that whatever form you took would greatly reflect your personality. If you were a thorny, difficult person who is difficult to eradicate, then you'd just become like a thistle.
A thistle.
You're like, you're pretty, but man, no one wants to be around you.
Well, what would you be then?
I don't know. I imagine some kind of
spiraling
star fruit, or
I was thinking something that's because you're very unique. So I think that you would, but your limbs would be all spirally and almost unusable.
Probably jackfruit or dragon fruit. It looks really, really weird, but it's crazy sweet.
Do you think you could grow things off of yourself?
I don't know.
That's a good question. Would you grow leaves, or would you just have, like, it would just be skin that was absorbing? It would probably just be skin.
I think it would just be skin. I imagine you'd probably have to prune if you had leaves.
Probably. Although you could really use those, like, if you were pruning, you could really use those little stumps to really hurt somebody. He's fully pruned. Look out. See, that the fear would be, as of with all things, is that criminals would be, they super criminals, they would photosynthesize, so they wouldn't need to eat, they wouldn't need to sleep very much, they'd have energy, they could run forever, they could escape into the ocean.
Yeah, but I kind of think that for most criminals, if you remove the necessity, a lot of them wouldn't commit crimes. If, like, suddenly you didn't need money for, like, shelter because you had the ocean, or food because you had the sun, or any of that kind of stuff, they'd probably be less driven to commit crimes.
Perhaps. Or they'd just be freed up more time to think about the crimes they were committing, and they'd start committing more and more elaborate crimes.
Yeah, I think it comes down to a personality.
So what you're saying is that if it was you were a criminal type and you got photosynthesis, that you would cease to be a criminal type. And I would increase my criminal activity.
I think you'd get a lot of people who were in bad situations and were forced to undergo photosynthesis. If, like, you're homeless and it's a pretty sweet gig, all you got to deal with is the stereotypes.
Yeah. Although they already deal with that.
They do.
So actually, in some ways, it might be better for them.
Yep.
Would they be allowed to participate in the Olympics?
The homeless or people?
Well, I think anybody can participate in the Olympics if they could qualify, technically.
But Chili's in general?
Could they? Because I can foresee a lot of, like, situations where the other athletes are none too pleased.
That's got to be like blood doping.
Yeah, they're going to test for chlorophyll.
Yeah. You have too much chlorophyll.
He's got too much chlorophyll. You're like, can you remove your shirt, please? They're like, no, why would I do that? Remove your shirt. They take it off. It's just all, it's like green.
They're just wearing like a green tank top almost. And they're like, oh no, it's his skin.
Dang it.
Yeah, you'd have to either do like races, like marathons and stuff at night, or you'd have to find a way to, like...
Well, and you'd have people that would cheat. Like, like you would never think to look at their feet or whatever, mm-hmm. or the bottoms of their feet or something like that. And they would get that and then they would just run barefoot.
Yeah.
So they just get that little tiny edge. And if you had the skin, if your skin was the firmness of like a plant, mm-hmm. you wouldn't need to wear shoes.
Yep.
You'd be fine.
Yeah. I can imagine the controversy now that the dirty, chilly Chileans cheated in the centennial Olympics.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was trying to go for centennial? The C's. I'm trying to go all C's.
Got it. I feel you. I feel you.
Alliteration.
Well, I think the marathons is where it would be the biggest problem.
Yeah, marathons for sure. I don't know if swimming would help or not. Because
it depends on what kind of swimming it is. Because I remember in this last Olympics, they were it was like outdoor swimming.
Yeah.
The outdoor swimming, I could see that being a problem. Indoor, I don't know. Not so much.
By the way, last Olympics, did you see the meme that went around?
No.
It was the Olympic lifeguard. It's just this gal just looking totally bummed out. She's a lifeguard at the Olympics.
Wait, they have to have a lifeguard?
They have to have a lifeguard at the Olympics. Can you believe that?
That seems kind of weird.
You're lifeguarding Michael Phelps and not even allowed to read a book or listen to a Walkman. Standard lifeguarding rules.
It would be great if they could listen to a Walkman and you just see them up there and they're just chilling. I could see it for certain things like I watched the kayaking course.
Yeah.
And like that makes sense to me.
Absolutely. You need to have a rope bag and a rescue squad good to go. Same thing with maybe
just the swimming.
Maybe high diving as well because they hit their heads.
I could see it.
But just standard backstroke. You're like, oh, careful.
Unless they have like a heart attack or something, in which case you're really concerned about other stuff. Like what they did coke before they went.
You're not going to be the lifesaver there. You're just a guy to pull them out of the water.
There's other problems. Other problems are happening.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think with some sports, it would definitely give you an edge. And I imagine we talked a little bit about like, would it give you like a sense of armor? Like if you grow like extra thick skin or extra thick in certain areas, like for combat sports, like UFC, or even for like soldiers, like if you had a soldier that suddenly
the Green Berets take on a whole nother meaning. I think that they can potentially grow bark on the outside, so they're still able to photosynthesize on the inside, mm-hmm. but it protects their skin. Have you ever had like hit by a stick? That really hurts.
Like Thorin Oakenshield, but it's just your arms.
Yeah. Thor, Oaken arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it hurts. I would not want to be punched by somebody who had bark for fist. That's going to hurt you way more than it hurts them. I think boxers.
Yeah. Like Muay Thai guys. Their shins and elbows are like
UFC,
cactuses.
Yeah. Oh, man. That would be brutal. That would be like a death sport at that point in time.
Yep.
Speaking of death sports.
But you know the other guy would be dipping his gloves in, like, weed killer.
All of a sudden, he's feeling dizzy. He's, like, he's woozy. He's gonna...
What's happening? The power of off. Or what's the Scotch Brite? The grass.
Yeah. You'd have people doing the, what's that, this, yeah, they'd do that, but the opposite way. They'd take the stuff that makes them grow better.
Oh, Miracle Grow?
Yeah.
They're just straight shooting it into their veins. Free bracing the MG. Oh, man.
Also, would that be drugging? Like, but that's the thing. Like, would that, because we, like, give a lot of stuff to lawns and plants and animals that we're eating that I don't think that we let people have legally.
True.
So does that all of a sudden change if you're just, like, taking that fertilizer and you're, like, fertilizing yourself?
I imagine that USADA, the testing company, would have to, like, update a ton of chemicals that you weren't allowed to have.
I know. Well, that's the other thing is, wouldn't your skin become even more absorbent?
I think so.
In some ways. So you'd have to be really careful about pesticides and things like that.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh.
The UFC would have to become a fragrance-free workplace.
Or they'd be like, oh, yeah, he got infested with termites. He lost his whole arm. But would it grow back? That's the question.
I think it would have to.
Because, I mean, trees can regrow limbs if you cut them off.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, see, now I'm seeing a scenario where it's like, I'm afraid your diabetes is gotten away from you. You really need an amputation. Or
just photosynthesize.
Or we could, yeah. Then all that sugar is helping you grow even stronger. Well, that's a question we haven't even covered. Would we continue to grow? Plants grow almost into infinity.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Would we be taller?
I don't know.
It would definitely help us out if we were a little taller, if people were being aggressive against us for our chilly ways.
I just mentioned, like, if you're using the NBA, I mean, like, cover them in maple. Hey, that's offense. Oh, sorry. You said maple. Never mind.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. And the thing too,
somebody
is,
tries to tap you for sap to make maple syrup. That's a whole nother human rights violation situation we have.
Yeah,
turning homeless into chilies and then harvesting them for their syrup.
Well, so what?
That's horrible.
What happens?
There'd be different strains
when you get super old, because our bodies wear out, but trees can last for a really long time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that people would, I think what would happen is at first it'd be this like fringe thing until they discovered that doing that also fought off certain diseases, like the situation with the diabetic or cancer or something like that. And then all of a sudden you have all of these people who have been sick, but now have like used the power of plants to to fight off whatever illness.
You no longer put your 91-year-old Nana in a home. You put her in the front lawn. She just becomes a tree.
I was going to say you put her in the nursery.
Well played. But yeah, I mean, you could live super long. You just wouldn't be able to do a lot of the human things anymore.
Well, that's the other thing, is would we all of a sudden start to have communities? Maybe older people who have gone chilly style are just like, they're going to go out instead of like living in a retirement home. They're just going to live in the forest and just go full plant.
Would you call that an old growth forest? It's just old people who had cancer who was in a forest. No, but yeah, I don't know. So if you go full chilly.
They wouldn't want to be in an old growth forest, though. I mean, technically, because no. They wouldn't get any sunlight.
No, they'd want to be. To be honest, they'd want to create their own.
Yeah, they'd go out to a prairie.
Yeah, space out.
The plains would all of a sudden not be the plains. The great plains of like Nebraska, Wyoming area. There would just be lots of old people soaking up the sun. You'd have growing to, into trees.
You'd have to mark them still with like gravestones, though, so people don't like cut them down for lumber or like try to like move them.
Isn't that the ultimate? Like a reusable energy source, though?
I mean,
people.
Yeah. Soylent. It's pretty much one step toward it.
Mm.
But yeah.
If they went full tree, they could even have children.
That's my next point is, if you go full chili and then you have a kid, is the kid chili? Is being chili a choice, or are you born that way?
Well, I think it's just like that Lady Gaga song, I was born this way.
So if your mom is a chili and your dad's not...
I don't know. Then I think
are you
that
half
there's
chili?
I think that you might be. You'd start to see lots of hybrids.
Yeah.
Hybrid plants. The fear would be that like some sort of pesticide or like a flea or whatever, like swarm, like there's some strain of virus that's just killing all the people. That would be the other thing. Is now all of a sudden our botanists and gardeners, their pay would increase.
Way more respected.
Yeah. Their pay would increase a lot, because if you get sick and it's not a human disease, it's a plant disease, you really need some help.
There'd be a whole new line of medicine, like botany pediatrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's fine. He's just sporing. He'll go through it. Yeah. It's a difficult phase, but once he gets a few more rings, he'll be okay. Right now he's just pollinating all over the place.
He's growing rings by the, he's growing rings every month. I mean, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Uh-oh. Looks like your grandfather's leg is rot. We're going to have to chop it off. Don't worry. It'll start to sprout again.
You just have squirrels living in your relatives.
That'd be weird. He's developed a pretty good sized knot right there.
Right.
Just the side of you has just a big hole in it. There's like a bird living in there.
It's like the new arthritis. You're like, ah, darn it.
That's unfortunate. Especially because that wouldn't kill you. It would just really impair your ability to do different things. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's about 20 minutes in, and I think this is probably a good time to do the news.
All right.
What do you think?
I think so.
All right. This story is brought to us from Italy. It was first reported on March 29th this year by NBC. And basically, Italian cops arrest 34 in a race to foil plot to steal Enzo Ferrari's corpse. What? For those of you who don't know, Enzo Ferrari is the founder of Ferrari. What they wanted to do essentially was hold his body for ransom from Ferrari for millions of dollars. Ferrari, who died at the age of 90 in 1988 and was buried alongside his father in an ornate tomb that's complete with a Ferrari, model Ferrari, perched on the top. Apparently, he founded the company in 1939. Their plan was, apparently they had even visited the tomb. It was very detailed. They'd been planning this for years. There were individuals who had been drawing up plans. Others that were in charge of stealing the body, and still others that were in charge of delivering the ransom demands. Can you imagine that? What if that started like a whole new crime thing where it's like, oh no, dang it, somebody stole Ronald Reagan's body and they're holding the Republicans hostage until they get the money that they want? Or would we just start to just not care anymore?
I don't think we care now. I think a lot of us don't really care a whole lot now.
Ferrari would care.
Ferrari, well,
especially if they took the body like on rides and like where like
did a weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah,
had him signed a bunch of bad checks.
Yeah. Well, what about Lenin's body? Well, yeah. Somebody stole that from Russia.
Yeah.
I know that as like a joke, somebody in the West put out that the Kremlin was bankrupt and they needed to sell the body. But all these companies started trying to buy it from Russia, and the Russians were really mad.
I imagine. Yeah, I remember correctly, there's a movie coming out about Ferrari, and he's going to be played by Antonio Banderas.
Hmm.
Which, I did not know Antonio Banderas was that old, because based on the picture they used of Enzo Ferrari, he looks old. So I don't know what time period they're going for. But
maybe it's like a biopic, so it's kind of...
I don't know.
He's going to play young and old.
Maybe.
He's right in the middle. I don't know. I just think that's bizarre.
It's
Can you imagine
very bizarre.
Stealing? I know somebody tried to steal President Lincoln's body a while ago. Not a while ago, but hundreds of, like 100 years ago.
It's just so strange. I don't get why that's a thing.
Yeah, but it is something that you could steal that, while it is a crime, it is not as big of a crime as other things that you could steal, and technically doesn't put anybody's life in danger since the subject of the kidnapping is dead.
Here's what you do. You dig up the body and the casket.
Mm-hmm.
Take the body out of the casket.
Mm-hmm.
Place it below the casket and then rebury it.
Uh-huh.
And then you, obviously it's going to be visible that it was clearly just dug up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put a ransom out.
Uh-huh.
For the body.
Uh-huh.
And then if you get caught, you say, we never took the body. We never even took him out of his grave. He's right there. They'd probably get you for disturbing a gravesite and trespassing. But that would be about it.
But wouldn't
it.
You get... Yeah,
maybe extortion.
Yeah, I was going to say extortion for sure.
But if they paid, you could just say, well, he was there the whole time. check under the coffin.
That's like an extreme case of your glasses were on your forehead the whole time.
Yeah, there's no issue of like having to move a dead body or hide it or whatever.
Caught with it.
Yeah.
Or if you do get caught, you just double down and you just say, I'll tell you where the body is if you let me go and you pay me $5 million.
And they would search everywhere because they'd already searched the gravesite and you would never have to tell them.
You would hope. Or they'd immediately figure it out and then they'd catch you anyways and then your whole scheme would be ruined. That'd just be our luck. Okay. Well, that is the news. So back to our original topic, which is photosynthesis. Mm-hmm. Now, I think we've gone through a lot of the perks.
Mm-hmm.
More stamina, potential to breathe underwater,
mm-hmm.
Longer life, maybe even growing limbs, faster healing. Mm-hmm. You would have to eat less. You'd probably be in better shape. Instead of rock hard abs, you'd have bark hard abs. He's got bark hard abs. That'd be like a whole new slang term.
Mm-hmm. I imagine a lot of things, though, would be more harmful for you. I can't imagine that drinking alcohol would be as good for your body.
No. Well, I also, that's the other thing, is I feel like we might be able to grow very, very huge. Mm-hmm. Like, we just keep growing and growing.
Like tree ants from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. Eventually, all of us would end up living outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'd be no way that we could really, you know...
That would fix homelessness on the other side of things, too.
There you go.
Suddenly the housing market crashes. Oh, no.
Nobody needs any houses.
They blame the Chili's.
That'd just be another problem for our people.
Yep.
But the big question remains, would you do it?
Yeah, probably.
Probably?
I'm not super forward-thinking. But, I mean, I'm forward-thinking, what? But I don't look into the future and change my actions based on what might happen.
That's true. My only fear would be catching, like, at first, I think there would be a lot of diseases that would kill off the Chili's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'd be weaker before they got the right types of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because, like, if you think about it, like, our medicine is way ahead of, like, 1865 medicine during the Civil War.
Yeah.
We'd be, like, going way back in time.
Yeah.
We'd... So, like, if we got sick, it'd be way harder to treat us.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the hospital, they're like, oh, no, he's got an autoimmune disease. What kind? Plant. The plant side of his body is killing off the human side. He'll be a tree in less than 6 weeks. And you're like, you're starting to harden. Like, like, what do? Take him home? And plant him.
Yep. Yeah,
that's all you can do.
Here's the interesting thing: if you were to harden,
they say the mouth is the last thing to go. He'll be able to talk to you. And
they're like, that sounds great until he won't shut up.
Yeah, he's just yelling out. You're like sitting at home drinking coffee. He's just yelling at you. You've been a tree for 3 years. I have to move on with my life. He's like yelling at some date that comes to pick you up.
You're just like, look, I'm branching out more. Sorry, poor choice of words. I'm reaching out more.
Hey, get away from my wife.
Goodbye. No, but yeah, I don't know. There's so many things going into it. You brought up an interesting point, though, that if you were to harden to a position, this might be a whole different topic, but if you were to harden into a position and could never get out of that position, what position would you choose?
Oh, if I... Well...
I feel like seated, like sitting in a comfortable chair would probably be the best bet.
Well, it depends. Am I outside?
Well... Let's say you're current size and they can still move you around. You haven't grown enormous.
But here's the other thing. I think if you're going full, if you've got some sort of disease and you're going to turn into a full plant,
mm-hmm.
I think at that point in time, you're going to start to grow roots and stuff. So you might as well just be outside planted in the earth.
Yeah.
So I'd just be planted up to my ankles and I'd just continue to grow. I'd probably do the cactus thing, you know?
I think I would do double bird. I would like walk as close to a school as I could get before my roots start going down and I died in place, and then you just see me like angrily walking toward a school flicking it off, so all the kids are like, ha, ha, ha. That tree's giving me the finger.
They'd vandalize you, though.
That's fine. I'd be the new like school mascot in 10 years.
Trees.
Yeah,
you'd be the trees. That's a good point. You could do the Wolverine with your arms crossed, kind of like in an axe type of deal. Mm-hmm. And then your branches would start to grow out of your fingers. That'd be kind of cool looking. There'd be all sorts of weird tree lore that would start to spring up. I think that Wiccans would really start to come on strong as a religion.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, you'd probably have to have some kind of tree Jesus eventually.
Tree Jesus. This tree Jesus is...
I mean, just you have to include all kinds, so...
It's true. That's a good point. How would religion deal with the fact that we all of a sudden can perform photosynthesis?
I do not
know. I think
know.
It would be an abomination against nature, probably, to them.
I feel like they'd be strongly against it.
The hardcore.
Yeah.
And the more liberal ones would be like,
meh. Take to their own.
Yeah. I think you're probably right. Well, I'd probably do it too, but I'd probably start slow.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know how you get your first tattoo and then you start to get more and more?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably start with like an arm or a leg. And then eventually my whole body.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'd probably just go.
You'd probably go full on.
Go full on. Or I'd go full on except for the part where I have tattoos.
You'd probably have to be married to somebody, though, who was also down with that lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it'd work otherwise.
No.
Because, like, if you're a chili and then you're living, you know, an extra however many years because of your tree powers, you really have to be on the same page.
Yep.
Or else you've got some sort of weird, like a Benjamin Button type situation where you only have a brief period of time where you can be together.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I imagine it would be a lot like dating in a nursing home.
Well, you think it would just be more like everybody, like each their own, like for however long it lasts?
I was just going to say... unspeakable and generally not talked about amongst all parties.
Oh, okay.
You'd kind of just...
Well, you know, STDs are super high amongst the elderly.
Crazy high.
Their sex ed was not good. This is why you need sex ed in school.
This is why you need more than just abstinence-only education.
For the elderly, especially.
Because the elderly don't believe in abstinence.
No.
No matter what they want their grandkids to believe.
All right, well, on that disturbing note...
I was going to say, it took a strange twist. Must be time.
It must be time to end. As soon as one of us says something that's incredibly uncomfortable and awkward, we know that it's time to end. Or that the show just started.
Yep.
It's really tough to say. Anyways, this has been another great episode of the Rick and Daffs podcast. I'm Rick.
I'm Daffs.
Have a good one.